Hey, welcome to the new CNADHD podcast. I'm your host, Liz Lewis, and I don't want to produce another boring podcast.
I don't know if you've noticed this, but if you go in iTunes, there are like 100 podcasts now about ADHD. Seriously, do it. Look, you'll be shocked. And I don't want to do the same thing that everybody else is doing. The CNADHD podcast is your place to get the best information and hear from the best experts in the field of ADHD. I take all this information and I make it understandable, actionable, and hopefully a little fun. It does not suck.
Okay, this is episode 315. You know, I think last time I said the wrong number, but this really is, I think, 315. Episode 315 of the CNADHD podcast, and I'm going to do one of my one-off quickie episodes today. This is what I want to talk about. Are you ready? The ADHD Conference, the annual international conference on ADHD. Every year this happens, and I'm going to give you a couple reasons why I think this is important. But first, let me just give you the details. The conference is hosted by CHAD, ADDA, and ACL. Those are the large, I'm going to say, governing organizations right now for ADHD, and those are the places that you need to go when you're looking for answers, information, and, you know, just some explanation about where to get information. These are the places you should probably go to first. The dates of the conference are November 6th through the 9th. I am going. I've actually gone this will be my third year. So I've gone 2017, 2018, and I will go this year, 2019. The theme is Better Together, and I'm pretty sure that is the theme every year. And so, as I said, I'm going to make a couple of points here about why I think it's important and more people should go. Okay, point number one. The conference is not just for doctors. I know the perception is that conferences in general, not just for ADHD, but conferences tend to be, you know, for professionals, people with letters after their name. And believe me, I thought this as well. But because it's so important to me to bridge the gap between the people in the know and those of us living with the condition, a couple of years ago, I just decided I was going to do it anyway. And I was so pleasantly surprised to see that, yes, there is, you know, a large number of doctors, researchers, scientists, psychologists, so on and so forth. There are coaches and social workers and teachers and school administrators and everything under the sun, but it is varied and there is really something for everyone. And I have all kinds of inadequacy issues and I still was able to go have a good time and get something out of it. So please, please, please do not think that this is just for, I'm going to say, medical professionals or researchers. And it's not boring. I promise you it's not boring. Which leads me to my second point. I am constantly harping on where people get their information about ADHD and other conditions as well. And actually, on the day I'm recording this, I just put out on Instagram a picture that says, where do you get your information about ADHD? And I think I gave a couple options like my doctor, Google searches, social media, my friends. I gave people a couple options and I'm just reading them as they come in, the answers. And I harp on this all the time because I think it's really important where we get our information and that we make sure that the information we're getting is factually accurate and coming from a reliable source. And the great thing about this conference, this is my big second point, the great thing is that the people at this conference that are speaking are the experts. At the beginning of this show, when I say, I want to bring you the best information and the best experts, those are the people that show up at this conference. I'm going to give you a couple names just for an idea. Dr. Mark Burton, I've seen him speak a couple of times. He will be there. He wrote the book Mindful Parenting for ADHD. Might have heard of it. He also wrote How Children Thrive. Sari Solden, I know you guys know who she is. Sari Solden and Dr. Michelle Frank, their book just came out. Dr. Michelle was on here a few weeks ago. They will be speaking at the conference. Ned Halliwell, everybody knows Ned Halliwell, right? He has his own podcast, short form. I think it's a short form podcast. He has his own podcast. He has, I'm pretty sure, some YouTube videos. I mean, he's kind of famous. Many books, Driven to Distraction, you know, Ned Halliwell. Let's see, Kim Kensington, who is the procrastination doctor. I always enjoy her. She will be there. Terry Matlin, who you all know that I love, which reminds me that Terry was supposed to be on this podcast, and because she and I both have ADHD, you know, stuff happens. Terry Matlin will come. Peter Shankman, he does Fast Minds, and I think he calls his, what does he call his podcast? Faster Than Normal. He is speaking. Let me just tell you who a few of the keynote speakers are, because I think you will also recognize some of these names. We have Ross Green. If you don't remember who that is, and the name just sounds sort of like familiar, he wrote The Explosive Child. And he will be a keynote speaker. He is amazing. There are whole Facebook group, fan clubs, and parenting classes all around Ross Green. And he's going. Roberto Olivardia will be speaking as a keynote speaker as well. I think he has a guest with him, Macon Scott. I don't know her, so I'm not going to pretend I do. But I've talked about Dr. Olivardia before. He has an extensive background in mental health. He talks a lot about depression, even eating issues with ADHD. He will be speaking. And the last one is Anthony Rostain, Dr. Rostain. He wrote the book that I've talked about many, many times, called Cognitive Behavioral Therapy for ADHD. He wrote it with J. Russell Ramsey. They will both be speaking. So I know I sound like a crazy head, but these are the people that you should be getting your information from. I love social media. I have fun on Instagram. You know I do. But I also know that that's not really where I'm going to learn something. The conference is wonderful to learn. There is something for everyone. It is not a bunch of hooey. It is not above your head. There is a track for parents of children with ADHD. There is a track for adults with ADHD who just need to learn more because maybe you were diagnosed later. There is a track for specifically clinicians. There is a track for women, I think, this year. There may be other tracks that I can't even remember off the top of my head, but there really is something for everyone. And the other cool thing, besides all the information you can get, the other really great thing about the conference is that it's this sort of warm environment. And when you're sitting in, you know, in one of these presentations, 9 times out of 10, you end up talking to the people around you. Seriously, I'm kind of introverted. I don't just talk to strangers very often. And I have been known to talk to people when I'm there because it's that comfortable. It really is comfortable. Now, I know that cost is a problem. It can be expensive. If you live in the state of Pennsylvania, there are a few scholarships available. We're giving away some scholarships and things. And I think if you work for like a social service organization or maybe a mental health organization, a parenting organization, I know that we're talking about maybe some other ways to make it more affordable for people that are working in this space and are impacted by ADHD. So I'm going to give you the website. It is called theadhdconference.org, all one word, theadhdconference.org. And if you go to the website, you can see the agenda. You can see the dates, again, the 6th through the 9th. You can see all the relevant information, even the hotel information if you want to stay overnight. There are one-day passes, two-day passes. There's actually an early bird special going on right now. I will tell you that the price comes down a little bit if you join either Chad or Ada. If you're not familiar, Chad and Ada, again, are like sort of the governing bodies. ACO is the ADHD Coaches Organization. But if you just Google CHADD or ADDA, Chad services more families. And ADA is more geared toward adults with ADHD. But if you join them as a member, you will get a discount on the conference. Again, I'm going to go. I was so surprised. I was so scared and so like nervous the first year I went. But it was so, I'm going to say, heartwarming. When you're there and you're just in amongst your people, it's not what you think it is. It's really, really not. It's not the same as going to, like my husband goes to these IT conferences and it is not like the IT conferences. It's not. It's much warmer, much more inviting. There's actually a talent show. Oh my gosh, I could go on and on and on. Anyway, the annual ADHD conference, you must go. It is in Philadelphia, November 6th through 9th. I will link to everything. Boy, I am not speaking well today. I will link to everything in the show notes. Any questions? Email me. You know my email, healthyadhd@gmail.com. Also, my ADHD Enclave for Women, my private community, is now available as a basic membership. As in, you don't have to show up to live meetings if you don't want to. You can just come and enjoy the privacy of our feed. And you can look through our content library and message back and forth with the other members. It is super amazing, awesome, fun, and it's all women. So check me out. I'll link to that as well. Have a fabulous day. And like I always say, we are stronger together.